Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Audrey Russo is helping the silent majority to become unsilent. I am Brandon Strock, and you're listening to Audrey Russo at Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The border invasion, a war with Iran, and a demoralized military. What's 2024 heading towards? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul, from snowy, very cold Tennessee.
Thank you, Audrey. We send our best to you from cold Montana at 10 degrees.
Oh gosh. Okay. If I'm in a race with you, you're always going to beat us. So you're going to try. Okay. We just get close. We're the close second always.
Well, we have a lot of climate change in Montana.
I wonder if he got Al Gore frozen under there somewhere. Anyway, Paul.
Yeah, if we could get through him, but John Kerry's on top of him.
Yeah. Ba-ding, bang, boom. That was good. We're going to jump right in here. Well, since Biden stole the Oval Office, according to my sources, he has allowed in between 15 and 21 million illegals across our southern border, most military-age men. We know Hamas is here. We know Hezbollah is here. We know the CCP is here, all ready to attack us when given the command. It's a clear invasion. Now, you have, with General Tom McInerney, developed a plan that you attempted to get to President Trump, Operation Sinaloa, mm-hmm. during his first term. Right. For those who have not heard you talk about Operation Sinaloa, would you share what the plan is and if it can still be implemented when Trump returns to office?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've updated it, and we will send it to President Trump, so he'll have it when he takes office.
Oh, excellent.
I'm very optimistic about that.
Oh, good, good.
But, yeah, we sent the Operation Sinaloa war plan to President Trump in 2017, and then we've actually sent it to the current administration. And Operation Sinaloa, it's a war plan to neutralize and take down the cartels. People have to realize it's time for America to act, because the cartels are promoting all this cross-border exodus from all these different countries. You mentioned Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. So these agents are being infiltrated into the United States, going to our different cities. But you can no longer call these cartels just a drug organization.
No.
There are well-organized armies that control vast swaths of territory across Mexico and conduct massive cross-border operations into the heart of America and also through Canada. And the Mexican government and the military are powerless because the cartels own them. So they don't stop them. They don't stop what the cartels are doing with the exodus from all the different countries in Central and South America. They're basically bought off.
Yeah.
And this comes from agents that have worked in Mexico that have witnessed what happens between and not between the government and the cartels. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the cartels are only really 4 hours south in the Sinaloa provincial area from the Texas border.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, look on a map. It's, you know, it's not a long drive. We can send the 1st Armored Division down from Fort Hood, Texas, and completely surround those five provinces down there. But we haven't had the courage to do it. And also, it's a dereliction of duty.
Yes.
Of the Defense Department.
Well,
the Defense Department mission is to protect America, protect its citizens from threats, foreign or domestic.
Wow. Yeah, because no one ever thought about what you just said there, because they are supposed to protect us. But here's another thing that's going on, is that you have Biden's DOJ suing Texas, even for the small area that now they have taken over to stop illegals right. from coming in. Of course, it's too little, too late. But and our Congress is silent, dead silent, as our Department of Justice is doing something illegal.
They're an illegal organization where they set up, and that's what we outline in our book that's out now, which is Invisible Treason in America. And our new other book will be out at the end of February, which really is Beyond Treason, the Damage to America by Individuals, Obama, Biden, Soros, the rest of them, Mayorkas, Hillary Clinton. The whole list is in our new book of who've been conducting treason, aiding and abetting the enemies of America.
So that's expected out next month, Beyond Treason?
Correct.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Correct. Okay. So, well, we've been hearing a lot about the Iran-backed Houthis. Now, Biden removed them from the terror list. It's like one of the first things he did in 2021. He's now saying they're terrorists. So what's going on? I mean, why were they removed in the first place? Was that some kind of Iran deal?
Well, sure. It's tied to Iran because the Houthis are... they're an organization that's run and funded by Iran, just like Hamas and Hezbollah. And so with that in mind, Iran has placed a lot of their advanced missiles and drones down there. And of course, over the last 3 days, there's been heavy bombing of those sites from British and American aircraft. But Biden's clueless. He's cognitively... he's a very sick man. He really is when you see him. He should not be president of the United States. And Kamala Harris certainly shouldn't be. So the quicker we can get new leadership into our government, the better off we're going to be. And we need President Trump in there as soon as possible.
Well, of course. Yeah. But what do you think the Democrats are going to do here? Because you're correct. He can't. He shouldn't even be in there right now. Nor should she, because she, you know, I mean, she couldn't find her way out of a paper bag. She can't do any kind
right.
of. Yeah. So. What do you see them doing here? Do you see Gavin Newsom being slid in there? Do you see they're talking about Michelle Obama, and I don't believe that. I really don't, because
they're promoting this gentleman named, I think it's Phillips. I'm not sure, Doug Phillips. I don't know him, but They're working behind the scenes, especially a lot of the money people that have funded the Democratic National Party, which many of them are on Wall Street, as you may know. But they're going to replace Biden and Kamala Harris probably at the convention. And that's when the Leonard Deuce, maybe the gentleman from West Virginia, he may even put his hat in the ring. Manchin.
Yeah, Manchin.
So they're looking at all these options as far as I know. But Kamala Harris and Biden will not be on the ticket.
You believe that? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I hope so. is it true that, going back to the Houthis, is it true that they've attacked U.S. interests in the Red Sea?
Yes, they've attacked some of our fleet ships there, as well as the commercial tankers that are passing through there to go up through the Suez Canal into the Mediterranean. Many of your international shippers, those big container ships, have now been rerouted around South America, which adds to the cost of goods being shipped in the supply chain. So it's very serious there, but hopefully they've taken out many of those sites. But you still have Gaza going on. You've got southern Lebanon and Hezbollah and the armies of Israel in the north fighting now. But we need to take out targets in Iran, because they are the seat of all this evil. I would be hitting the command post. I would be hitting the ports in Iran, because they're still continuing to ship massive amounts of oil through the Sea of Hormuz to China. And so you got China, which is an avowed enemy of America, working with the Houthis as well as Iran. So,
wow.
And it's all against the United States. They see we're in a weakened condition.
Yes.
They see we're very vulnerable because of the lack of leadership in the country. Our armed forces strength is the lowest since 1940, World War II. We have morale problems. We have woke generals and admirals.
Yeah.
We have a lot of problems in our military right now. And even if you read last week, there was a release to say that the Democrats are planning to try to control their woke generals and admirals, that they will not follow President Trump when he's elected, which is treason in itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
well, he's
up to no good.
Yeah. What a surprise. Now, Biden and his cabal tried to get us first into a war with Ukraine. The people weren't supporting it. Then they were almost salivating at the thought of a forever war with in Israel, in the Middle East. Now it appears they have their sights on a war with Iran. Will our military be able to handle a war with Iran? I mean, the current state that we're in.
Well, sure. I mean, we have a lot of weapons at our disposal. We have ICBMs. Israel can do it. They already have three phases of targeting Iranian sites. The Israelis have had that for several years. And the Israeli attack on Iran, again, is in three phases. Number one, they'll send their fighter jets up, and they have a capability with their lasers to neutralize all the computers. In Iran, command and control, their ships, their aircraft. So that would be phase one. And then the second phase of the Israeli attack is to take out military targets and port facilities, airplanes, airfields, and so on. And then the third phase of their operation is a cleanup operation. So we complement that with the two fleets that we have now in the Mediterranean. We also have forces in Italy and Spain. So from that standpoint, hopefully our admirals and our generals out there are ready to go. And so I have confidence that we can still do that, even though we have a lot of senior officers who have gone woke on us.
Yeah. Now, what you mentioned before, that I hadn't heard that about them working a plan that if Trump gets in there, that they're going to have the generals not, obey him.
Right.
Yeah. So, which, of course, is treasonous. But if they... I mean, I'm trying to. Couldn't he replace them just like Biden did? Biden did for
sure. Sure, he could. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I was going
to
say.
And he needs to. He needs the clean slate of all these three and four star generals that have gone woke, promoted during the Obama presidential term.
Yeah.
These are Obama generals and admirals, and. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're ruining our military as well as the academies.
Yeah, well, yes, yes, because we've talked about that before. Now, we've mentioned the fact that Hamas, Hezbollah have cells in the U.S. If we engage Iran, won't our homeland become vulnerable to attack from within those from those cells?
Well, we already are.
Yeah.
We already are vulnerable. It's a matter of when those cells would be activated, and the targeting that's been done over the last several years of our military installations, our electrical power plants, grid system, yeah, those are all targets. We know that, but that should not prevent us from exercising, military operations in the Middle East. We don't need to go to war, world war, that's for sure, but it's we're getting very near to a third world war right now. When you look at what's happening in Europe, Ukraine, Russia, China fostering a position to take Taiwan, America, I've never seen America or the world in as much turmoil as it is right now.
Yeah, and all of this is under Biden. None of this was under Trump, am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's looking at the facts. The destruction of our republic by Biden and Obama is far worse than any enemy from outside could have done to our nation. The Democrats went right for our jugular, our moral fabric. They have done what every communist regime has done to control the population. They divided the public, pitted them against each other so they will destroy each other. They have worked at replacing Americans with illegals and are making Americans second-class citizens. And they have stolen an election and defrauded, well, that election, two elections, actually, and defrauded the American people. In your book with Tom McInerney, you share a blueprint for saving America, which contains seven critical strategies for defeating leftist ideologues and restoring our country to the principles and values that made it great. Would you share some of those strategies?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first chapter of America's Endgame for the 21st century is that we need a spiritual awakening in America.
Amen.
We need to get back to honesty, integrity. We need to be able to have our leaders look through a reality prism to solve our problems and not a political prism. We have to have courage of our electric representatives in Congress and in the Senate. That needs to be cleaned out and put really true Americans that are patriotic and brave. We have to redo our military again. So yes, we're working on a plan to give President Trump what we call the modernization, and also to restore faith in our military by the American people. So all of those solutions are in there. We need to dismantle the CIA and the FBI.
Yes.
I would close them down and open up something different on Monday morning. We have some ideas on that as well. But the Department of Justice, our dual justice system day, has got to be eliminated. And but the toll, the destruction, the aftermath of destruction of all of these treasonous activities and left-wing ideologues infecting our universities, our colleges, our schools. I mean, this has been going on now for several decades.
Yes.
They've had a plan and they've been executing it. We've got to be smart enough now to defeat that and bring America back and restore our values and traditions. We have to do that. And it's not just hyperbole. It's not just verbalizing.
No.
These are actions that we have to take as Americans. We've got to do it at the grassroots level.
Yes, because those that were paying, I'd say over $200,000 a year, are doing absolutely nothing in Washington, in Congress. So it's going to be up to us, just like it was in the time of our founders. President Trump won in a landslide in Iowa. I mean, it was a blowout. Did you think that concerned the Democrats in any way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, they're going to go on. Their strategy now is to paint Trump as a dictator,
right,
tyrannical leader, going to destroy our freedoms. That's their strategy right now. And that is not working because Trump is getting more popular than ever in the black community, Hispanic.
Yes.
People that realize how the economy of America has been destroyed. It was not like this under Trump.
No, no.
And they know Trump is the solution. It's not Nikki Haley or DeSantis.
Oh, God, no, God forbid, Nikki Haley.
Trump is the only one that can save us because he understands and he has the moral fortitude to exercise.
Absolutely. Look at. I don't know anybody else, honestly, that, you know, they're picking people. Some on our side, they're picking on, you know, any faults. Well, we all have faults, but this man has been standing all this time. And I think you should give him some credit that he's standing for us at this point, you know. And I know the Democrats, because they're communist, they don't surrender power. So do you think they have something up their sleeve?
They have a lot up their sleeves.
None of it is good.
Yeah, none of it's good, yeah. Okay. Both sleeves, probably both pant legs as well.
Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? Order, now what we mentioned, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, The Invisible Treason in America, the upcoming book. I guess you can pre-order that. Am I correct? Can you pre-order the...
Not yet.
Not
no,
yet.
No, it's still
okay,
at our publishers. We're in the final phases of getting it published. That's why it's going to take another 30 days before we can get it out on Amazon and the other bookstores and so on. But go to standupamericaus.org.
Yes.
Our books are there. You can order them online. You can donate to our organization. We've been around a long time, and we have a great publications division. We have great intel network sources throughout America and overseas, but we need people to support us as best they can.
Yes.
Again, standupamericaus.org.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find the links and info, everything you need to follow the General's work. Thank you so much, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.